League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Located at Cobos in Edo, presented by Corona Premier.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Cobos Q, brought to you by Corona Premier. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. And who else could join us? Raul. Cobos Q, right here. And we're talking about, you know, this is going to be it, your last opening day, which is coming up here real shortly.
How many is this for you in this spot?
Three.
Three opening days.
Third opening day. And, well, you had a nice little run with the playoffs and everything else here.
Yeah,
last year notwithstanding.
No, the last year was
Well,
horrible.
You were here for the 22 for the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we opened up October 15, 2021, which was the opening series, the opening divisional series between the Astros and Red Sox.
Okay. So you were here for 22, 23, 24. This is your fourth.
Yeah, but I wasn't here for the opening day.
Yeah, I asked opening day.
You were here for 22, though.
Oh, yeah, this is my
fourth. Oh, yeah.
This is my fourth.
Yeah. It felt like it was more than three to me.
Yeah, me too. I thought you would be
well,
five.
Well, I've only been here three years and 5 months, but I guess –
Yeah, so this is your fourth opening day, but this is going to be the last one because all the construction. Now, what are they doing here? What is this going to be?
So this is the part of the 45 expansion.
Yeah, but is it going to be a park or something? Are they going to be isn't it going to be 59 is going to rise above it, and then there's going to be a park below it?
Well, you think
something?
He cares?
No,
they come over here. Let me show you. We're going to kick you out, but let me show you what we're doing in place of your business.
Well, he should know, though, because he's actually here. Is that what this is happening here?
I've seen three different renderings, and they're all different.
But,
I've heard that the freeway is going to be underground. I've heard that it's going to be elevated. It's not like we flood or anything. So why would they not do it? You know, underground.
Right. Well, underground's maybe not the best idea. So this is going to be, but you don't know when it is.
No, we don't. But I mean, we've already kind of made up our mind that this is our last. This is our last baseball season. I mean, if we get through it, good deal, but we won't go through another offseason. We have other plans in place that, that I don't want to speak too much because they're not a done deal, but it'll be pretty cool to.
Because it's inevitable any way you
correct,
look at it. Yeah,
correct. So we've already started looking at other places.
You have? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a brick and mortar?
Oh, man.
Because you started this whole thing with just a mobile barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I started in my backyard just with a barbecue pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on literally so if everything goes all well, we'll have three locations in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Good for you. Yeah. So it might work out better for you. This whole thing might be better for you.
Yeah, definitely. So we're still going to – we're looking at a spot not too far down the road. If that happens – we will have like a shuttle service. We'll buy a Sprint or whatever, shuttle people down, kind of how, you know, other places do. And then we're looking at a place in the Heights. And then obviously we're going to open up the big one back home in Atascida.
Oh, good.
So
you'll have some place that will be an event spot where people can go watch games and whatnot.
Correct.
All that.
Yeah. Well, they're all going to be brick and mortars.
Oh, so they are brick and mortars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah,
so they'll all be
brick and mortars. Like that's the same concept?
No, I'm kind of done with the sports bar thing.
Are you? How come?
Yeah, because it's hard to shake off. You know what I mean? Like when people would, hey, if I'm in East Downtown, like where do I go eat? And people, oh, well, if you're ever there for an Astros game. No, like come any, like every time. We're not just hoping for the Astros. But, I mean, I think we brought that upon ourselves, to be honest, you know, because we just pushed so hard to, like, be that spot that it was just kind of hard to shake off, you know?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, because I remember walking the space with you before it was anything. Yep. And I remember us talking, and we've talked a variety of times, before you open, after you open, you know, all that stuff. How have you – what's changed? I'm really genuinely curious, as a businessman, somebody opening up your first brick-and-mortar business, what's something that you learned from when you started in 21 to now where you're like, I would do that different, or I really learned this, I didn't know this?
Yeah, man. So just recently – so a lot of people don't know this. We were actually going to – I was going to shut the whole thing down February 1st. And
that's what on social media kind of sounded like that. Like, yeah.
It was literally – I had two tweets ready to go, you know, ready to – it's either going to be this or that. And then, February 1st, my brother and I, who – he's like my bigger brother, but, man, I admire him so much. And he's self-made, and he's just – he's always supported me. He's more like a second dad, honestly. And so, we had a meeting, and I just told him, hey, this is what we've gone through. This is what I've learned. This is this, that, whatever. And then, you know, after about 2 hours, he's like, you know what? I'm in. Let's just keep it going.
He said, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the reason why we're still open is, you know, I have a partner now, and we pretty much have the same mindset, and, you know, so, and he'll be here in a little bit, but man, I just learned so much, man. And really you learn like what not to do. You know, that's really what you learn, and people, you know, people don't see that. They just, you know, they see a packed house, and oh man, you know, he must be like, no man, it's tough. This is tough. Like I haven't had any life. You know,
I remember you telling me that's the one thing I don't want to say anything because I knew, because I remember you saying, man, I want to open this up, get people trained in here. And then I can kind of spend some time with the family. And I just thought, it's coming for him. Because it's going to be way worse.
Yeah.
It's going to be way worse because restaurant people don't ever leave.
No, man. No. And honestly, like, I have a great staff. I really do. Like, I've had
took a while to get
you
there.
Need any more? Because Lance's kids are looking to work in the food industry.
Them. You don't want them.
No, I've seen the videos. They're fighting over basketball. Yeah, right. I don't need them.
Recently, a $4,800 car accident.
Yeah, no. You don't want them. Well, and then driving here downtown, that would be terrible. No, you don't. I don't think so. Actually, Art asked that question, if you could hire them. That'd be great. So we do know opening day. We do know that you're going to be here for some amount of time. You'll obviously announce it. Follow. What are you at Cobos Q?
At Cobos, yes, sir.
On X, at Cobos Q.
And Instagram, all the social media platforms.
But listen, make it a big opening. Make it a big time. But just come here for lunch if you're downtown, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got great food, so come on over here and hang out and get. Is the lunch picked up at all for you?
Yeah.
So you're going along?
Yeah. Well, we've wrapped up our menu now. We have like shrimp quesadillas and. We're working on some other things that, we'll have the menu out soon. Pretty much, I think, right before opening day, we'll put out a new menu. And, man, we've just done, like, little things, man. We added cushions to the – I don't know if y'all saw. We just replaced that. We had an 82-inch up there. Now we've got a 100-inch up there. And then,
nice.
Yeah, we put that 82, the big one that was over there. Now it's that one. And so we're just trying to do little things. Like, hey, man, we got a draft system now. You know, before we didn't have one.
Yeah.
You know, we converted that big
like pool. What happens
can
as you
can
grow.
You take that with you?
You grow and expand and get bigger.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
A lot of people want to do it. A lot of businesses want to make it as badass as possible early, but that's a lot of outline of cash.
Correct.
And so instead of growing organically with your business, you know, it's spending a lot with it.
Correct. And not only that, I mean, because, you know, obviously I'm a customer as well, you know, right, at other establishments. And one thing that I told myself, I'm like, man, if I ever get to like that point where I just don't care, where I'm not trying to upgrade something or I'm not trying to improve something, like I just don't need to be in the business. And so, you know, like every year we try to do something. And again, now with my brother being a partner, he's like, no, whatever we need to do it. I got it.
Right.
And so, you know, people are going to see like the small little change. I mean, I can't do too much because it's not my place. And like, why?
Yeah. Well, no, you know.
So everything that we are going to, you know, invest in and upgrade is, you know, something that we can, you know, take along to our next to our next locations.
Now, I'm not trying to look past you, but I was just wondering, do you have Rory or JJ Spawn in this one? Do you have?
I'm going to go Rory.
You're going to go Rory.
Yeah.
Well, Rory's on the green in two, and He's got
JJ Spahn's a Dodger fan, we found out.
Yeah, JJ Spahn likes the Dodgers, so we're out. We're out on JJ Spahn.
Yeah,
we're done with the Dodgers.
We're done with him.
So congratulations. Thanks for having us out here. We're going to be here all day long. Want you guys to come on by, drink some beer on St. Paddy's Day. That's what it's here for. So get on over here to Cobos Q 2012 Rusk and hang out today. If you're in the downtown area, make sure you stop on by before you go home. You can get yourself some nice food before you go and some
I just had barbacoa tacos.
You did?
Smoked barbacoa.
You really
smoked
did.
Barbacoa with cilantro and onions.
Art asked if you could please swallow before you ask your question.
I'm not going to.
Next time.
I'm going to do what I do.
That'd be great.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
I know. Yeah. You Nick can Saban. Keep asking every year. That's right.
Yo, Nick Saban.
I'm not going to, so quit asking, all right? Okay? I'm not going to stop eating while I'm doing the show, all right? So stop asking.
So, congratulations on your success here. Good luck with what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate going
you forward.
Love you,
that's
Raul
from Cobos Q right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And right now, Lance, you got a little Daspit.
Yeah, let's talk about John Daspit. John Daspit has, you know, he's had lawsuits here in this area for negligent issues at workplaces, negligent with places of business. What he does is he and his law firm, there's so many lawyers that work for him, and it's because he wants to give everyone who has a case, he wants to give them the proper attention that they deserve. And they find out exactly what the case is. They vet it. They make sure that you have a case. And when they do, they will start doing all the work that they need to do to make sure that you're properly represented. And that includes finding out all the information, going through all the medical bills, helping you pay them if you can't pay them. If you don't have insurance, that's okay. They'll send you to a doctor and make sure that you get x-rayed and get your MRIs or whatever needs to be done so that you get right. And you may need to get, you know, a surgery. You may need to have physical therapy. All of that's going to be taken care of because the insurance company needs to pay for that. But not just that. They need to pay for your time missed from work. And they need to pay for your pain and suffering. And it's something that you didn't ask for, but that you end up having to deal with. And for some cases, in some cases, it's really substantial. It's loss of life, loss of limb. It's an inability to ever work again. So you need somebody on your side that's going to fight for that, you know, fight for you when there's an understanding that you're about to go through those issues. And that's what John Daspit does. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. Make sure that you go to his website to take a look at all the information you need to find out what he represents and who he represents at DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
Yes, sir. Corona Premier, thank you. We appreciate it. And we're watching history being made as we speak. Rory birdies two putts, 16, while J.J. Spahn hit in the sand in front in two, and then did not hit a good sand shot out and missed his putt. So he parred it while Rory birdied 16. Now they're going to the tee on 17. And we're watching it here. I don't know what you're doing. You're sitting in traffic, which is stupid, okay, when you could be here watching golf. Rory versus J.J. Spahn, one of the great matchups in golf history.
Talking tournament with us.
Yeah, talking
tournament. Or Rockets. Rockets a two seed, the Cougars a one seed.
Or Cam Smith.
I'm sorry, name another city that has a one and a two seed right now.
Right, no, nobody.
Name another city.
There's not another city.
Does Chicago have a one and a two seed?
No.
Does Los Angeles have one?
It would have to be.
Does Atlanta have one?
Gainesville.
Does Gainesville?
No.
They're a town. I don't count them anyway.
Well, no, right. But
no.
There's only so many chances.
The only Houston
on the
front
Durham?
Of the jersey.
No.
A Houston.
Does Durham have a one and a two seed?
No. No other place in the country has a one and a two.
No.
Nobody. Or even two ones, if you want to do that. Or even two twos. Nobody.
Right. Roy with a nice shot on 17. Leaves him about 18, 20 feet. That's nice. Good for him.
Bad luck, or bad news, not bad luck, but bad news for those of you with daughters of a marrying age. Deshaun Watson is off the market.
No.
Well, he just got engaged to Jilly, his girlfriend who stayed.
Jilly?
Jilly Anais.
Jilly.
Yeah, she stayed behind him. She stayed with him through all of the issues. She was.
Jilly
she stayed
Anus?
True to it. Anais.
Oh, Anais.
Stop. So he's off the market. So if you were hoping for your daughter to marry you're hoping for your daughter to marry Deshaun, that's over. For now.
Well, he does have
nothing is forever.
He does have 230 guaranteed.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't think so. I know that was his contract number. We take away taxes, we take away David Mulgeta's fee, then I bet you he spent some of that.
But he still had 230 guaranteed. I mean, everybody's got to pay taxes and agents.
So what do you think Tunsil. He had?
So what does he get out of it?
He probably had 120 guaranteed 100, afterwards, right?
Probably, yeah, he's bringing home 120. How much? 140.
It's not all paid, but it will be. What do you think he spent so far?
Take that, Dodger fan. He went
what
to water.
What do you think he spent so far?
What?
$20 million?
Oh, at least.
That's hard to spend $20
million. Yeah. Well, he's probably.
What do you spend it on? You'd have to buy multiple houses.
Cars, huge houses.
Jet trips.
Maybe.
They say that's one of the dumbest. Yes. The dumbest expense that people who are not extremely wealthy, the dumbest expense is chartering a jet. I saw a whole article about it, like the amount of money it costs to charter a jet. If you're not independently wealthy, chartering jets, like if you're wealthy, you buy a jet. If you are chartering jets, you are throwing away money, they say.
Yep. Sonny is on hold. He wants to talk about the tournament. Hey, Sonny, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Also, don't forget your Texas hockey team is 2-seed right now. I know we're hockey fans now, and your Dallas Stars are second in the Central, so that's another one there.
Stars.
But hey, I just wanted to call and say I've been meaning to call in. I'll be rooting hard for the Cougs in the tournament. I thought the interview with Coach Sampson was awesome, and what he said about how people are either energy givers or energy takers. That really helped me a lot, and like I think about it all the time. And so, Coach is awesome. Go Cougs! And what a fun time of year for the Rockets. You guys bring us a lot of energy too, so I appreciate that. And that's what's coming up, players right now. So many great things. And Lance, I wanted to see if you and Solis were going to be going to Krongbin in Houston, and also the GOAT band right now, My Morning Jacket, playing. April 13th at the 713 Music Hall.
I saw that. No, we got Jason Isbell coming up. I think Krongbin, we may go. I think we may go see him. We went to Kyle Kinane. We went and saw comedy together. Kyle Kinane and Chris got tickets to Marc Maron. And we're trying to hit some different comedy shows, different music stuff. So, yeah, I may go do that. May go see Krongbin. Have you heard him? They're good. They're really good.
Why come he didn't ask me if I'm going?
He just doesn't
he
think you're
think
going.
You
and you're
doing.
In California at that
You don't
time.
Even have music on your phone.
You'll be at La Boheme.
Actually, I don't know if it's Dudamel. It's the L.A. Symphony, so Philharmonic.
Yeah,
so.
You go to the Symphony. You don't go to 713 Music Hall.
Yeah. I've been to 713 Music Hall.
So
I've been there.
Some people believe Dell is an energy
vampire. And oh, by the way, energy taker, energy giver, Dell.
Energy vampire is what they're called.
Yeah, and which one is that? Dell? Yep. Vampire?
Energy vampire.
Yeah, because that's why he reads all those vampire books, learning how to take everybody's energy.
That's not what vampires actually do.
They do.
No, they murder people.
Which
would be
that's
preferable.
That's why you read those books.
Which would be preferable than sitting here listening to this show.
The energy vampire
See?
On...
energy, just dragging the energy
What
out
We
of the
Do
room.
In the Shadows, the TV show, yeah. Not the the movie, the TV show, where you got that one guy, he's considered an energy vampire, where he just comes up... In his character will go up. He's got glasses on. He's a little bald, like you've seen him before. He's a character actor, and he just comes up and he's a vampire, but he's an energy vampire. So he'll go up in cubicles, like, hey. So this weekend, I was actually gardening, and I was going through, and the process took a while because I had to find the right kind of soil. And these people and you eventually see them like slumped over. They have no energy left. It is, and I've never forgotten about
that's
that
Del.
Because I always
that's
say
me.
There are actual
exactly
people
no,
like
it
that.
Isn't.
There are people like that I deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah,
and he's right. Kelvin Sampson is right. You're an energy giver, or energy taker.
Right, and that to me was don't question that though.
Then don't talk to me.
Okay,
keep your
I'm
energy.
Trying. I'm trying.
No, you're
man.
Not trying.
I'm, trying,
I'm sitting here, I'm and you and you attack me. You're not trying. Stop talking to me if you don't want your energy taken away.
That's exactly that's what I want.
Well,
don't,
keep
don't
doing it then.
You.
Do
that's
it then.
That's exactly what I want.
Please.
Okay? That's exactly what I'm
it's
looking for.
Pretty easy.
When we come back, I want to J.B. Bickerstaff.
Hey, wait a minute. We haven't mentioned this. Texans All-Pro cornerback Derek Stingley has agreed to a three-year, $90 million contract extension, including $89 million guaranteed. So $1 million is not guaranteed. $30 million base year. Stingley's now the highest-paid defensive back in NFL history.
$90 million. Three-year, $90 million extension. Man, it's getting expensive out there, bro. It's getting awful expensive out there.
And fast.
Yeah. Well, fast. That's why he had to get rid of Tunsil. I mean, would you rather have Tunsil?
It was one of the reasons.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
It's not the only reason. It was a multitude of reasons.
No.
You needed money to spend. You wanted to get draft picks for him rather than letting him walk. You wanted to change the locker room a little bit. There's a lot of reasons.
I want to play J.B. Bickerstaff when we come back here because it is one of the best rants about referees that I've heard in a while. And dude doesn't care. He is getting fined. Maybe even, I could see even maybe a possible suspension. We'll play it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about game day. We're in Edo, right? So Jared has got an Edo game day men's health out here, right here, which is close to downtown. If you're downtown and you need your testosterone shot, you need your testosterone pills, you need your testosterone, if you want it to be pellets, that time release, you can do that as well. They've got all of those different options at Game Day Men's Health. They have got, I'm telling you, they got everything. A lab right there so that when you go in there, you don't have to wait forever to find out. You know, the other places, they got a lab where they send the results in and you got to come back in a week and we'll let you know. What? No, not at Game Day Men's Health. It's right there. 10, 15 minutes later, you're seeing exactly what's going on with your body. Listen, it's just different. I keep saying it. It's just better. I've been doing a testosterone replacement for years and years and years now, and it's just better. It's just different. There are locations all over the city. You're looking for the one nearest you that's easy. And I'm telling you, you will love dealing with Game Day Men's Health. They've got all of the different ways for you to feel better, look better, to work out better, anything that you're looking to do. It's GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rory with a three-stroke lead heading into the last hole at the Players' Championship playoff as Spawn triples. Number 17, Rory bogeyed it. He was one stroke up, now he's three up. So that is just really, really terrible golf. Really bad golf, J.J. Spawn. But you're a Dodger fan, so have 0-0-0 remorse for you.
This is really truly incredible.
We were just talking to Todd. Uh-huh. Hey, we are your station for Aggies basketball, football, and basketball,
and baseball,
and baseball.
And they got a four seed.
And they are a four seed. They're playing Yale,
but the shooting statistics, some of the offensive statistics, are historically bad. This is crazy. Wade Taylor, their best player, shoots 35% from the field.
From the field.
33% from three.
It would be okay if he shot 35 from three.
And that's not even very good in college three.
No.
You want to be much closer to 40. The Cougs shoot 39% from three.
As a team. Yeah.
So the Aggies right now are 323rd in the nation in three-point percentage.
So that's not great.
That's not ideal. In field goal percentage in general, they are.
I don't think that's great.
330th.
330th in field goal percentage?
Field goal percentage.
Well, but they get a lot of offensive rebounds, but then they miss a lot, too.
Well, that's kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah,
right.
If you're going to be a four seed, you're doing something. It means you're defending. A&M can defend, and they can really, really rebound. They're fourth in the nation in rebounding.
Yeah. Okay.
A&M's fourth in the nation.
Well, they
rebounding
get a lot because they miss a lot.
With 44 offensive rebounding in the nation, number one.
Yeah,
number one in the nation.
Well, because they miss a lot.
Yeah, but they
like Angel Reese, all her rebounds.
Yeah,
you know why she gets rebounds? Because she misses.
Yeah, but they come up with it, not the other team.
Yeah,
and that's why they're a four.
Well, that's why they beat Auburn. That's how they beat them. I was watching that game. I'm like, holy crap, Auburn, get a defensive rebound. What are you doing? I had money on Auburn.
An assist per game. And this is the one that's also just incredible. Their offense is they're in the 330 range again. No, they're better. They're 320. Oh, they're in the 315s, 310s. But then if you go opponents, this is where you start to really pick up on, you know, field goal percentage, the best field goal percentage defense in the nation, that's San Diego State. So keep an eye on them because they're in the tournament.
They're in the play-in game. San Diego State beat the Cougs, and they're in the play-in.
Yeah.
How in the world are you not beating everybody in your league when you beat the Cougs this year?
Right.
The Cougs were 4-3. Their third loss was against San Diego State.
So A&M's 25th in the nation in field goal defense. For context, Houston's fourth. Tennessee is third. But that's really, really good. That's really, really good. In terms of the best three-point defense, the Tennessee Vols and Michigan State Spartans. So keep that in mind whenever you're filling out your bracket.
Three-point defense, Tennessee?
Yeah, three-point defense. That means they get out there and extend on you.
Houston is not
41st. It's still good. I mean, they're only allowing 30.9. These are just 30.9% from three. Oh. These are slivers. The difference between Houston at 41 at 30.9% and North Carolina Greensboro at 30.1%, that's 41st and 16. That's like, so Houston is really, really good.
Really good.
And my guess is the Aggies are not far behind. So that's the real. And then here's the luck factor. Who is the worst? Who has the best free throw defense?
Best free throw defense in the country?
Lobos.
Oh, nice.
No, it's not. Well, in the tournament, it's New Mexico Lobos. You only shoot 66% against them. David Lipscomb, also 66.9%.
I don't think it's David. It's Lipscomb
College. I don't
think
they have a first name.
Yeah, it used to be.
No,
that's a person.
Isn't a pro?
It used to, no, John Lipscomb, David Lipscomb. Yeah, it used to have a name on it back in the day because my friend Joe Cooper used to tell me about him.
No,
they're in Tennessee,
Lipscomb,
I believe.
University or college or whatever.
Yeah, that's what this is.
I don't think it's David or John.
It used to be.
Yeah. No.
Watch. He'll tell you. I'm positive of it.
It used to be called David Lipscomb University, is what you're saying?
Yeah. It was either David or John, something like that, back in
it
the 80s
It was founded
and 90s.
By David Lipscomb. I don't know that it was ever called that.
That's what it was called before. They weren't in Division One at the time. But, yeah, I'm 100% positive. They're in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I want a Granado University.
Well,
I think I'm going to found one.
Not, you won't provide it. One of your famous family members would get that, but not you.
It has to be a religious thing.
Yeah, I'm religious. Thank you.
No one's buying this.
JT could start one.
Well, let him start it then.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Trey's in the house. What? JT. Let's go.
My brother and sister went to high school at John Curtis High School. That was named after the family.
Yeah.
John Curtis was the headmaster. JT Curtis was the coach, all run by Curtis.
Original name was the Nashville Bible School, which was changed to David Lipscomb College, then to Lipscomb University. I don't know when it was changed, but it was at one point David Lipscomb College, then to Lipscomb University.
Never doubt me again on David Lipscomb trivia.
Okay. But it's not anymore, so stop calling it David. Okay? That's like calling Akeem Akeem, okay, when he changed his name and he to put the H on.
No,
okay?
It was still Akeem.
I know.
It was silent. Everyone tried to say Hakeem.
No,
say
it wasn't.
Hakeem. It's just Akeem.
It's Akeem. I know you're trying to change it. I thought you didn't even put the H on it, but okay.
You know, T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, they went in together to make sure they both got deals. They're that close. You two are so close. You're both jiggling your legs at the same time and messing with the camera over here.
Oh. That's right. What do I care about?
Well, I don't care.
Relax. Just relax the legs.
No one cares.
Okay. By the way, T. Higgins and Jamar Chase signed with the Bengals, the cheap Bengals. Get two players. How about that?
They'll continue to be crappy on the offensive line, but boy, they got good wide receivers and a good quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good
when he can stay alive because
of
the offensive line.
The best way to never go far in the playoffs is to spend all your money on the exterior and not do anything with your offensive line. It's the greatest way. The Atlanta Falcons did it for years. You build from the outside in, sucker ass.
Well, do you want to be part of something special? Just take a discount with Cincinnati. Okay, and go there.
You
and
let
win.
T. Higgins walk. You draft a wide receiver. You got a number one in Jamar Chase. My God. Then you draft. Like, they're so stupid. They're so dumb. They're not drafting offensive linemen. They're so dumb.
Hey, listen.
They keep signing at mid guys in free agency.
Why do you think Pittsburgh and Baltimore keep winning in that division?
Yeah.
Because you got two of the dumbest teams right there.
Well, we're only a couple.
One's dumb and one's cheap.
Yeah.
Really? And the dumb ones run
well,
by
what,
an analytics
guy. But the cheap ones just spent stupid money.
But they had Sashi Brown to Andrew Berry. It's been pure analytics-driven forever. And I would say, actually, I would say with the Browns, it's less about front office and more about ownership. Browns' ownership is notoriously bad.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Browns, Jets.
Yeah, we know somebody who worked there. It's not good. It's not good.
I mean, they do have two division titles the last four seasons.
Who, the Browns?
The Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals.
Yeah. No, the Bengals are just cheap.
Listen, they've overcome it. Did you see what the players think of the Bengals and the way they run the organization?
Well, they don't treat family well, and they're cheap as far as the amenities, but the players have found a way. And this was the deal. Chase apparently told them, if you don't pay T, I'm leaving. So they had the same agent, so that helped the cause. But he said, hey, if he doesn't get his, I'll just leave. And they said, okay, you made your point clear. We'll pay T, so T gets his money.
That's nice. That's nice. That's the way to go about it. Listen, Todd, if you don't pay Lance or Dell, I'm leaving, okay? See ya.
Todd said bye.
Dell, I tried. I did my best. What more do you want me to do?
I think you'd be more of a detriment when it comes to Todd in the negotiation. Don't include John in this. Leave him out of it.
Let's get Keith in here. Keith, what's going on?
You are truly the most devious bastard in New York City.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means.
No one knows.
What is that? Was that?
I don't know. Is it a bit from some show I haven't seen?
Probably.
Or yeah.
I have Alabama winning the championship.
Was it?
This is a
drink your milkshake.
You have Alabama winning?
It again.
You did?
I watched There Will Be Blood this last week, as a matter of fact. What a performance. He has the scariest eyes I've ever seen. Did he hate Eli or what?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody hated Eli. I realize he's like a devil.
Did he get away with it,
like
beating him with a bowling ball?
I would assume, yeah, because his butler wasn't going to say anything.
I don't know. I think the butler was like, okay, that's all.
No, the butler's not turning on Daniel Plainview. Nobody is.
Okay. I'm just not sure.
I used to think it was bastard in a basket. It's something. It turns out it was bastard from a basket.
Oh, yeah?
You are a bastard from a basket. You're a bastard from a basket.
My God.
You're a bastard from a basket.
They are making a mess of this 18-hole.
Please quit doing play-by-play of
golf.
Both
of them.
This is one of the great tournaments
in golf history today.
Talk about the Cougs or the Rockets.
All right, we'll do that on the other side when we come back right here live at Cobos Q, brought to you by Corona Premier on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere. Well, actually, go somewhere like Cobos Q. Get on over here and hang out with us at 2012 Rusk. We want you over here hanging out and drinking some beer on this St. Patty. This, the holiest of holidays. St. Patty's Day. Time to talk about HRP. Talk about my peeps over there. You got a business. You're on your way to work. You're the CFO. You're the CEO. Or you're able to make some decisions for your company. How about suggesting this in your board meeting or whatever you're doing? How about HRP? I don't know how you're doing your payroll. Have you looked at your admin company? Have you looked at your admin bill lately? Because these admin companies, yeah, they'll do your payroll. Yeah, they'll do your HR. They'll do your 401Ks, and they'll do all of that stuff. And have you seen the bill? Because HRP is going to do it, and they're going to give you choices on your 401K. Not force benefits packages on you. They are going to give you choices. And look, if you're looking for a company that is going to help you build your business, be as great as you could possibly be, we love HRP. We've loved them for years now. They're part of the family. They'll be part of your family, too. HRP is how it's done. I'm telling you. Let's just give them a call and let them give you a free consultation on what they can do for your business. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rory about to win the players this year. So congratulations to him. I'm so stupid. I took Scheffler winning his third straight, and he's got a hands injury. You'll remember he cut himself, remember? You remember he cut himself?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were supposed to bring you J.B. Bickerstaff. Well, let's do it now. J.B. Bickerstaff, he was none too pleased. He's the Detroit Pistons head coach. And he was none too pleased the other night with the refereeing and how it went down in his game. So, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is just awesome. J.B. Bickerstaff, about to have a lot less money because the NBA gonna find him a bunch after he had this to say the other night.
I'm extremely proud of the way they continue to compete. I'm disgusted by the way that game was officiated. The level of disrespect was above and beyond. They have a guy fall down and trip on his own teammate's foot. They review us for a hostile act. They throw an elbow to our chest, neck area. I ask for him, at least take a look at it, right? Just show us the respect to take a look at it, okay? No one would take a look at it, okay? The disrespect has gone far enough, and I'm not going to allow our guys to be treated the way that they were treated tonight, okay? I tried to have a conversation with official. The official was arguing with Mark. I say his name one time, and he screams at me and tells me that's enough, right? We understand that we play a style of ball that's physical. It's on the edge, right? I coach my ass off with a passionate way. I'm into the games. Our players are into the games. We understand that, right? But we deserve a level of respect because we're competing our tails off and bringing something positive to this league, right? We're growing young players. Our young players are competing their tail off. The least that they could do is get the same respect that everybody else in this league gets and get refereed the same way that everybody else in this league gets refed. And enough is enough of it. And what you saw tonight was disgusting. It was a disgusting display of disrespect towards our guys and what we're trying to do.
He was pounding it. He was so mad. That was fun. That's fun. Okay, J.B. Bickerstaff. I think there's a chance he gets suspended for all that.
No, he'll be fine.
Well, I don't know.
What did he say? Like, he didn't cuss. He didn't do, like, he'll be
fine. You want to talk about attacking the referees.
Yeah, but he didn't say they were intentionally cheating. Like, there's no, when's the last time you seen somebody get suspended for that? I don't recall going after a referee is always a fine. It's never a suspension. Now, had he challenged the integrity and whether or not they were cheating? Well, obviously, he's getting suspended for that. But he didn't say that. He just said it was poorly officiated.
Disrespectful.
I mean, yeah, you can. That should be okay. You should be able to say that.
Yeah. Well, he went a little bit more than that.
Raised his voice.
He raised his voice. But he didn't say anything more than they was poorly officiated and they were disrespected. He didn't say anything more than that. He didn't say they were cheating. Or that the officials were on the take or anything like that. So I don't see how you could suspend him for just being, you know, being loud.
Angry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think it's a coach getting a little upset. Didn't call out one official by name specifically, so it wasn't an attack. That's voicing frustration. And he'll catch a fine for being so vocal about it, but, I mean, if you're going to suspend him for that, I mean – why? I think he might catch a giant fine, though. Just the NBA saying, hey, guys, relax on the way you talk about our refs.
I have Tennessee winning a national championship.
I thought you had Alabama winning.
Yeah, I'd forgotten to fill out the other side.
So
of
not the Cougs, huh?
No, but, you know, looking through all this, the real, you know, the best case scenario for the Cougs is Purdue gets through because Purdue has not played good basketball late in the year. The Cougars, of course, have to get past Gonzaga or Georgia. And Georgia's a big physical team, and they can rebound too. So they might fit. They might match up better against Houston from matching your same physicality and intensity. But if you can get past that and get to Sweet 16, then you've got either Clemson or Purdue probably. But McNeese could be a tricky 12 seed against Clemson at 5. But let's say it goes chalk and Purdue beats High Point, Clemson beats McNeese. Purdue hasn't played very well going in. I think Clemson would be the favorite there. Houston versus Clemson would be a pretty good matchup. Pretty good matchup. But I still had Houston getting by.
Clemson's come on strong at the end of the year here.
Like, I have Houston. Yeah, they are. And I had Houston getting beat by Kentucky.
Nobody's playing better in Florida.
I'm sorry, getting beat by Tennessee. Kentucky's too soft to beat Houston.
A couple of days ago, we were talking about this, and I had Florida as my national champ, but I see everybody picking Florida now, and I think I'm going to get off them. Florida's playing great basketball.
Yeah.
Great basketball. I hadn't before the SEC tournament winning that. But this is everybody's on them now? I don't know. But you want to talk about a guy. That head coach, at the beginning of the year, he had all those pervert accusations against him. Mm-hmm. And the one woman, I guess, recanted and said shit that it didn't happen, or they proved that it didn't happen, whatever. He also had some kind of sorority party issues or whatever.
Oh,
I don't
know. He went to a sorority.
Yeah.
He pulled a Larry Eustace.
Something. Anyway, you want to talk about a guy who was, if he doesn't win, do you want to... That's like playing the last year of your contract for another contract. This dude had it all on the line this year, and he's a one seed.
Yeah.
And he won the SEC, the best conference maybe ever. When was the last time we saw 14 teams?
Ever. 13 was a record.
And 14 now. Yeah. Only two teams.
Kind of 14.
Well.
Kind of.
Texas is in.
Are they? What seed are they?
They're 11. A possible 11.
They're an 11.
No, they're not.
Playing another 11.
No, they're not. It's not two 11s playing. They're fighting for an 11. They're not in a tournament.
It's 68.
They're tournament adjacent.
Sorry, 68 teams mean
the
11.
Longhorns
playing
are tournament
11.
They get
a share of tournament money.
11 versus
Rodney
11.
Rodney Terry wins this. Does he lock in his? You know, there are a lot of Longhorn fans who are hoping Texas flames out.
There's a Longhorn fan running this show who hopes they flame out.
Yeah, because they're afraid that Rodney Terry is going to get.
Okay.
He's gonna stay.
Let's hear from him. Sean, you want him out?
Yes.
6-12 in conference.
That's simple.
Yes. I think Kirk Bowles said he has to make the Sweet 16, essentially, to keep his job. And when I saw that they're in the play-in game, I'm like, okay, now they have to win three games for him to keep his job. They made it just that much harder. But, yeah, come on.
And they got a really good – Trey Johnson's going to be top 5 or 6 pick. Like, they got a really good player.
He is legitimately, I think, the best player at Texas since Kevin Durant. Like, he is insanely good.
Yeah.
And yet, here they are.
And yet,
yes,
Trayvon
and
Martin sometimes will hog the ball. Well, and they won 6 games in conference. They were 6-12 in conference. That's
such
awful.
A good conference, though.
That's,
come on.
It is
and they got in.
Thank you.
Oh, it is.
And they got in. And West Virginia didn't. West Virginia was first team out. Boy, I'm getting the text from Chase Hernandez. How we got – he said, I learned something this weekend. How I learned that West Virginia got screwed because UNC's athletic director is running the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Get your brand up, Chase.
Yeah,
get that brand up.
Did you see UNC's profile is terrible.
It's the worst. I don't know how Indiana's not in or West Virginia's not in instead of UNC. UNC has one quad one win. 1-12.
You just said why they're in.
You just told
everyone why they're in.
He runs.
Chase, get your AD in that committee. That's all.
Or have
that person run it. If not, you got to be looking and saying, hey, do I really want to be in the NIT? I don't know.
Who wants to be in the NIT?
Rutgers doesn't. Speaking of teams who had great players and didn't do anything, Rutgers made the NIT and said, nah, we're good.
NIT is like a spring game. Nobody cares.
Rutgers, slow down.
The fans care.
Hey,
about
Rutgers,
the spring game.
Rutgers,
they don't
slow
care
your
NIT.
Roll.
You keep fighting that. No program does. Alabama's
the fans,
starting to eliminate
care.
Stuff.
The fans
Rutgers,
care.
Texas got rid
it's
of it.
It's a recruiting event, too.
Rutgers, you ain't
yes,
too good
is.
For the NIT. You're Rutgers.
Stop backing your guy. I know we're having a conversation. You're having a conversation. Stop backing your guy, Matt Rule. Coward.
No.
Matt Rule.
What about Steve Sarkisian?
What about him?
What about Lincoln
Riley? He's still
having
a practice.
All of these teams now are bailing on spring games because none of them like it. This all it is for alumni.
Yeah, it's an event for the people who support the program.
It's a moneymaker, and they realize, wait, we can still have a party and not play our games.
Yeah,
all they do is practice anyway. It's not a game.
Not put our players on display.
You better get ready because it's going to happen in mass.
It's cowardly. It's all it is.
Well, that's what's happening.
Man, I can't believe they're going to take my 3-star away from me. I don't want to have an extra practice.
Nobody loves the spring game more than Dell.
I don't like
Miami have spring game championships?
No. What my point is, I don't like cowardly coaches. I can't believe they're going
to
take
it to Steve Sarkisian's face.
At least he gave a reasonable excuse. We played so many games. I don't want to add anything extra on my players. Matt Rhule's like, they're going to take my 3-star away from me.
Like
y'all
did last year.
No, it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. Don't lose 13 games in 2 years, Matt Rhule.
Don't worry.
How about do that?
He didn't have to do
Stop worrying about
more. He's got Dana. He
you don't give.
That.
Yeah, because Dana hadn't lost a lot of games.
Yeah, no. He's got Dana running that O. Boom, 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 boom.
Dana.
Oh, let's go to a bowl game now.
They went to a bowl game last year. The reason
I know, because of Dana.
The reason they have Dana is because he lost too many games. That doesn't guarantee anything that you have Dana on your coaching staff.
No. Watch National.
Reason they have him.
Watch this.
Yes.
Watch Natty now.
The reason he's not leading a Big 12 program right now is because he lost too many games.
Yeah, well.
It's true.
Either that or he got stabbed in the back, but that's okay. Whatever.
If you win more games, you don't get stabbed in the back.
He wasn't stacking a bunch of wins now, and the offense wasn't exactly
explosive.
Guess
what? And watch Nebraska. I'm putting a little something on a Natty, okay?
If you want to put something on a Natty from a cosplay Patrick Mahomes, go right ahead, that quarterback.
That's what he is. That's right. Oh, Patrick Mahomes no good? Okay. How about Patrick Mahomes' life?
He's good.
Well, I will guarantee you Dylan Raiola will not be there by year three.
This is year three, isn't it?
No, it's year two.
Okay.
It just seems like it because they've been talked about forever.
Yeah.
After next year, he will transfer portal out of there, take a big paycheck somewhere.
Does he walk like Mahomes, like he's got a rod up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah. He's
everything.
Practiced that walk.
From running out.
I don't even want to know how he practiced, but he did because he clearly looks like Patrick Mahomes, even when he walks.
Yep.
It's really, really creepy.
Does he have a creepy brother?
I don't know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be cool if he had a creepy brother, too. If you've got a loved one, how about Zadok Jewelers?
Zadok Jewelers is, it really is for loved ones, actually. When you think about what they do for Mother's Day, what they do for birthdays, what they do, how about for Father's Day? How about you give yourself a luxury watch when Father's Day comes up and your kids are making you, like, they're coloring stuff or they're making, like, paper mache stuff in school. And your wife gives you, you know, some Mando deodorant or something, then go buy yourself a watch. Go to Zadok and get a watch. Get a luxury watch. You can tell her if you want or don't tell her, but it's your gift. You want to give yourself something nice. How about you go get one of the luxury watches? They have the best makers. The watch companies from across the planet are all available right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's Zadok Jewelers. They also have, by the way, if you have a watch that needs to be fixed, they have master technicians who are certified in every watch that you can possibly imagine, every brand, so they can fix it for you. They buy, they sell, and they trade luxury watches. So if you are in the market to buy your first, to trade, to sell, make sure your first trip is to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, over four decades there off of Post Oak, and they are the jeweler of the city of Houston, the Zadok Jewelers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.